You know, Jesus instituted, we have two sacraments that we celebrate in the Protestant denomination. It's a sacrament of Holy Communion and the sacrament of baptism. And you say, well, some other denominations, they got a sacrament of this, sacrament of that. Well, the only reason that we only have two that we celebrate is because not only did Jesus institute it, but he participated in it. He participated in baptism. He never baptized anybody, but he was baptized by John the Baptist. Same when they gathered in the upper room for the Passover meal. And they were going through all the rituals of that meal. And that's when Jesus instituted something new that they didn't understand. They did know a couple of things about the feast, which we were talking about during Bible study. But when he took the bread, Judy figured this out here, Travis, because she got this right here. And right there, that little piece of bread. I never could figure these things out. I'm glad Judy, Travis said he figured it out, then he forgot. But in the Passover meal, when they were sitting there and they were going with the different things, and when Jesus picked up the loaf and the bread, and he lifted it to heaven and he gave thanks, O King of the universe, thank you for bringing forth the fruit of the wheat. And then he broke it. And he said to them, take, eat, each one of you. This will represent my broken body. And we take that little wafer and we eat it. And then he took the cup. There's four cups of wine in the Passover Seder. And the third cup is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation, but the cup of redemption. And when he also did the same thing and he took and he lifted to heaven, O King of the universe, thank you for bringing forth the fruit of the vine. And then he said something to his disciples that puzzled them at first, but later they understood, because they knew there could not be any forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And he told them, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. And then, of course, later on, a few days later, and all that, then they finally realized what was taking place. Take to your comfort. And when you get that little wafer in there, it was bland. When you take the cup, your taste buds will come alive. In my humble opinion, signifying Jesus' love and grace. Hallelujah. Thank you.